Saying good evening. It's getting kind of dark at this hour in the Valley of the Sun. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. I trust everybody had a fun weekend. Get ready for a short week here at Republic Trading Group. Thanksgiving week, I guess a couple of shows are going to be in the can Thursday and Friday, so yours truly has a four-day vacation. Yay! Just in the nick of time, by the way, quick check on what happened on Wall Street today. Well, somebody took the stuffing out of the turkey, that's for sure. Dow closed down 218 points, the low of the day, to end the day under the 13,000 mark, 12,958. NASDAQ suffering as well, off 43 points at 2,593. S&P 500 off 25 points at 1,433. Pretty much should be easier to tell you what went up in the markets today as opposed to what went down. Pretty much it was a bloodbath on Wall Street. It's always funny when there's a bloodbath between the big investment houses. Citigroup got downgraded by Goldman Sachs, and then Citigroup downgrades the home builders. So it was a day of large institutional houses downgrading each other and everything else, and it looks like the reason they downgraded them is we haven't even scratched the surface of the subprime debacle. Over the weekend, many countries announcing that they were affected by the subprime crisis, and hard to keep track of it all. And then to add fuel to the fire, you had a meeting taking place with the Saudis and Binajad and Chavez. And, it wasn't good for the dollar today. In the metals complex, not too bad, actually, for all the selling that was going on. Gold in New York closed down $8.90 to end the day at $778. Silver off 31 cents at 14.22. When we return, good news out of Asia this evening. What went down in America went up in Asia. What a shock, what a surprise. And we'll do that all after this.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Monday. Platinum closed to the plus side today, up $2 at 1,452. Palladium of $6.361. Currently in Asian trading, gold's up $4.20 at 781.50. Silver up 8 cents at 1425. You won't believe this. And I don't really want to bring up the subject because I answered the subject on Friday. I think very clearly. Had a few calls over the weekend, had even two calls today from people wanting to sell me Ron Paul nor Fed dollars. And they were very disappointed when I told them what I'd pay them for it. Right now, a Ron Paul dollar to Republic Trading Group is worth $14.25. They said, well, they're selling them on eBay for $200. And I go, well, then go sell your coins on eBay, and I hope you get $200 for it. But it's not worth $200. I mean, if someone is dumb enough to pay $200 for a Ron Paul medallion, which is just 1 ounce of silver, P.T. Barnum theory is still alive and well and kicking in 2007. Crude oil up by $1.03 to end the day just under $95, $94.87. Gasoline, the cheap stuff in the white exclusive enclave of Scottsdale, Arizona, $3.19. Expensive stuff is close to $3.50. Happy Thanksgiving. U.S. dollar was pretty much all over the place today. Got no relief from Mr. Paulson once again coming out to defend the dollar, saying that the long-term economic outlook for America is still strong and the Treasury stands by a strong dollar policy. U.S. dollar closed down 4 basis points at 75.80. It's like the old theory of the boy crying wolf. Nobody believes the words that come out of the Treasury Secretary's mouth any longer. I mean, here we are sitting today discussing various things within the economy. They are now better than 50% of economists nationwide that believe that we are in a recession, not heading to a recession, but are actually in a recession. We have, from the TIC report last week, which is the way we can figure out how much money is coming in and how much money is going out, and even though they try to spin it as best as they could, the facts are the facts. America is not attracting the $2 billion a day needed to pay the interest on the debt. Now, with gold prices where they are, some people are getting a little wiggy. Don't get wiggy. A wonderful opportunity. If you were kicking yourself when gold stuck its head over $800, and I'm not saying this is the bottom here, but I'm not trying to pick a bottom by $20 or $30. I could care less. I know where it's going ultimately, and I'm not the only one. And many people see this as a buying opportunity. A decline in prices may present a buying opportunity, some analysts said today. Gold may rise to the all-time spot record of $850 an ounce by year's end and reach $1,000 next year, as a weaker dollar and record oil prices increase the appeal of the precious metals as a hedge against inflation, said the chairman of the research firm GFMS. He said this today at the London Bullion Markets Associated Conference in Mumbai. So there you have it. Use these as opportunities. Look, you've got a better chance of seeing the second coming than you have of seeing the dollar rebound to any representative level of a strong U.S. dollar. It's just not in the cards. There's just too much stuff out there that we do not know about. Nobody knows about it. I mean, why do you think you had Goldman Sachs placed a sell rating on the shares of Citigroup, the largest U.S. bank by assets? I don't know if there's some skullduggery going on between Goldman Sachs and Citigroup. There's always animosity between houses. I'm surprised they didn't throw Merrill Lynch into the fire here as well, because Merrill Lynch has got its own set of problems. One of its biggest problems is it's losing all its brokers to Wachovia. So these problems are manifesting themselves, and this was also witnessed over the weekend. As we said, according to CBS Market Watch, OPEC's finance ministers will discuss the effect of a weak U.S. dollar on oil revenues before they meet again at the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries in December. The falling U.S. dollar came up as a topic at OPEC's heads of state summit meeting in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, this weekend, when a proposal by Iran and Venezuela to price oil against a basket of currencies rather than the dollar failed, according to media reports. Still, the issue of the weak dollar and its effects on oil producers' revenues remains a key interest because oil is priced in dollars. The finance ministers will discuss the U.S. dollar and other issues at their next meeting to take place before OPEC's energy ministers meet in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, in December. Assuming oil prices decline to an average of $80 per barrel next year from the current $95 a barrel, and the dollar falls 5% next year, which is less than half of this year's 12% decline, the estimated loss to OPEC would be about $166 billion. Look, this has got these people's attention. And it's no surprise OPEC is showing signs of the early 1970s, when the falling dollar obliged the cartel to raise oil prices from their $2 a barrel lows. Since rising, oil is already at an all-time high. The choice of currency becomes a point of contention rather than price. And as we said, I did many times, the illustration with gold. Has gold prices been rising ever since Bush took office? No, gold prices have remained stagnant. It's the amount of Federal Reserve notes required to buy an ounce of gold that has quadrupled in value. And it's the same thing with oil. It's not the fact that oil is going up. We look at the price of oil, oil's going up. No, it's not. The dollar's falling. And because you live in a country that uses the currency, you do not see a depreciating dollar because everything's priced in dollars. If you were a foreigner or if you were an American traveling overseas on many occasions, you would know that very clearly that the dollars, look, the dollar's taking a bath. And there's good reason for the dollar to take a bath. America has been exporting its inflation for decades now. You know, prior to, and I hate to bring this up, but prior to Reagan coming into office, America was a creditor nation. In other words, America used to lend money to other countries in the world. America was the number one manufacturing exporter in the world. America used to make stuff and actually export it to other countries. And in that short time, from Reagan to Bush II, America has gone from a creditor nation to a debtor nation. The national debt from George Washington's administration to Ronald Reagan's administration was $1 trillion. From Reagan to Bush II, the national debt has gone up some $8 trillion. Is there any wonder what is happening to the dollar? And now, obviously, what even leaves a worse taste in people's mouths, especially those institutions, those banks, countries, individuals that have bought into the American dream concept, have been unfortunately handed their lunch over the past couple of, and it's going to get worse. I mean, it's, I've forgotten who announced that. China announced one of its banks was writing off $2 billion. And you always know when a bank says it's writing off $2 billion, the problem is worse. They're only saying that because they want to stem the bleeding. It's like Bear Stearns. Oh, well, we've got a small subprime market problem, but it shouldn't be too bad. Oh, really? And that was in July, I think they made that statement. So, when we look at the political landscape is going to change dramatically over the next 12 months before America goes to elect another president. Because they are not going to be talking about Iraq. They're not going to be talking about problems with Ahmadinejad. Because the economy is going to go, is going to get so bad that unfortunately all these candidates are going to have to start addressing how to fix this financial collapse. We'll take a short break and be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 420.
426 Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426 Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back, my friends. Goldman Sachs's analysts over the weekend started this ball rolling. They said that this global financial crisis we are facing is going to force the financial industry to scale back lending by some $2 trillion and trigger a substantial recession. The startling figure was suggested by a chief U.S. economist at Goldman Sachs, who said that an estimated $400 billion in losses on mortgages would be magnified as lenders reacted to stay within their solvency requirements. Even a $400 billion loss does not look all that large compared to the vast size of the U.S. financial markets. And one sometimes hear that it's just equivalent to one bad day in the stock market, which it's not. Because what we're dealing with, a lot of skullduggery that's going on, and a lot of the skullduggery is coming from the government, lying about the rates of inflation. I mean, you got to look at some of the figures. They tell us that the 12 months ending October, from last October, so in other words, from October 2006 to October 2007, we are supposed to believe that food and beverage prices have gone up 4.4%. We are supposed to believe that housing went up in value by 3.1%. Apparel, we are supposed to believe, was down 1.2%. transportation. This time last year, we were paying $2.50 a gallon of gasoline. Now we're paying $3.50 a gasoline. They say transportation is up 5.8%. Now, this is possible, but it's improbable. Medical care, they say it's up just under 5%. I don't know when these people last went to a doctor. Education and communication, it rose a paltry 2.5%. So they come up with this figure that overall inflation for this 12-month period is 3.5%. Now, you don't have to have me telling you what the costs of apples are, what the cost of tomatoes are. I mean, bread, for instance, you could, bread was like a buck for a loaf of bread. Now you got to be paying $3. Italians are going on strike because the price of wheat has doubled, obviously cutting into their pasta consumption. And the reason for that is that wonderful idea of getting farmers to grow corn as opposed to anything else so we can have ethanol, and it's raised basic food prices across the board. But this is how, and unfortunately, manufacturers are in collusion with the government because nothing is what it seems. A gallon of ice cream, for instance, it's still the same size container, but there's less ice cream in the container. It's not a full gallon. And cereal, another one. They just make the boxes bigger. But there's less cereal in the box than there used to be before. So this shell game eventually has got to play itself. All Ponzi schemes ultimately do. They all collapse on their own weight, which is what's going to happen to Social Security and Medicaid and all these other Ponzi schemes that the government has a monopoly on, which you and I can't participate in because it's against the law. Just the same way as messing with the nation's currency. It's against the law. And I really don't want to talk about the Liberty Dollar again, but I guess I'm going to have to, just because there are so many people out there that I don't know. I don't know where they get this stuff from. It is what I refer to as patriot mythology. And the road of good intentions is paved with hundreds of bodies of well-meaning patriots that ran afoul of the law. Did their sacrifices change anything along the way? Did Mark Conkey help anything by going to jail for 5 years? Did he change anything? His principled stance, I don't know what it was, but whatever it was, he ended up in jail. I remember Rick Stanley was running for senator in Colorado. He had a principled stand about Second Amendment issues and concealed carry. And he had a position on it, and he decided to challenge the beast and carried openly at a city hall meeting. And I don't know if he went to jail. I think he did jail time. I know maybe he's out on appeal still. I haven't kept track of that case. But there's plenty of peoples who had good intentions but just didn't understand the rules of the game. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. used. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants in Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, my friends. Yeah, they sent me away to become logical. Before I continue, let me tell you what I did this weekend. I, now that the temperatures are perfect in the Valley of the Sun in the 80s, decided to do a little house cleaning. And I have these little jars all over the place where I throw my change into. I got one in the bathroom, one in the bedroom, one in the living room. So I collected up all my change, put it in a plastic bag, took it down to the grocery store, put it in one of those machines that counts out all your money, and I had another $129.87. And this morning I mailed the check to the Ron Paul campaign. Because the bottom line, bear this in mind, if you really care about doing something, changing the system, Ron Paul's our only shot. It's the only hope of getting some sort of sanity back in Washington, D.C. The system is rigged against you. There is not a thing you can do in America today that's not against the law. They have got laws for everything. I believe it's still illegal to beat your wife with a cat of nine tails in Colorado, but you can beat her with a stick. They got laws for everything. And when they focus on you they can bust you for anything that they want. They can bust you for waking up in the morning. So you got to understand this. This is what a lot of these people don't understand. Especially the people at Norfed, great intentions, but they just didn't learn about the rules of the game. They were given warnings, plenty of warnings. Look, the FBI, by and large, became a conduit of the Southern Poverty Law Center under the Clinton administration when there was this fear of the militia in America. I could tell you about the pamphlet that was distributed here in Phoenix, Arizona, prior to year 2000, that basically identified terrorists as people who carried around a pocket constitution and who espoused, obviously, views against various government organizations like the ATF and the IRS and the Federal Reserve. I mean, this was identified. I mean, you want to go read Project Megiddo? Project Megiddo, I think it was Louis Free who was the head of the FBI. I mean, Project Megiddo was basically written by the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center. So there's laws on the books already that are written. Bernard Nethouse, whatever his name is, from Liberty Dollar, issued a statement over the weekend that he's looking forward to the indictment that's coming down because it's going to be a spectacular trial. Because he thinks that somehow this trial is going to be about the constitutionality of the Federal Reserve System, which it's not going to be about in any way, shape, or form. He is charged with specific statutes in Title 18 of the U.S. Code. And the judge is going to instruct the jury to adhere to a finding on those specific charges. There's no way that jurors in today's legal system, I mean, this is also a window into the legal system. The legal system, jurors aren't allowed to decide on the constitutionality of a law. They're admonished against doing that. Their job is to specifically look at that statute and say whether or not that statute was violated. And then they rig the system. He'll get charged with, I don't know, numerous counts. There must probably be 30 or 40 counts. Well, they could pile on. Could get each, I don't know, they could charge him for each coin. Well, they could do whatever they want. Anyway, we've got a caller online, and I usually miss the callers. Chris from California. Hey, Chris.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hanging in there, brother.
Well, now listen, the thing with Ron Paul, I love Ron Paul, and I would admonish everybody to change their party affiliation if they're not registered Republican so they can vote for Ron Paul in the primary. But, you know, a friend of mine that's like negative, he's telling me, you know, Ron Paul, he'd be lucky if he gets one electoral vote. And what he's talking about is the process. Now,
yes.
You know, I mean, he's up against that. He's up against the crooked voting machines, the e-voting machines, that Chuck Hagel owns ESS voting machines. He's got a big interest in that. Who there's other politicians that have a big chunk of Diebold. You know, when are we going to throw these voting machines just out? Just get rid of them.
Oh,
paper trail.
Oh, look, I understand all the pitfalls that Ron Paul faces. But let me tell you the positive things and the most important things, because life in America is going to change dramatically over the next 12 months. The current debate, politically speaking, is all fluff. It's meaningless banter, illegal aliens getting driver's licenses.
Well, they're all a bunch of imposters. They're posers.
Well,
up
sure,
there.
Sure. But the point is that that's what they're talking about now, because they're not focusing on the disaster that's about to unfold, economically speaking, where these people are going to be forced to try and explain what has happened, because the economy, as always, when it, no matter what election it is, I mean, under Clinton, I mean, you remember what his slogan was?
Oh, yeah.
It's the economy, stupid.
Yeah, we're stupid, and he screwed the economy.
Well, sure, but it always going to boil down to pocketbook issues. And what Ron Paul is doing, the great thing that Ron Paul is doing, is he's educating people, even though they don't know this, about what is truly happening to the United States, what is happening to the United States vis-a-vis our foreign policy, why is America going bankrupt, why is America losing its prestige in the world. And it's all based on, obviously, this philosophy of empire that we have, trying to create democracies all over the world, while at the same time, you now have cities in the United States. I guess Detroit was named
the worst city.
Well, and look at the population, and you can figure out why, which is no different to Washington, D.C. or South Central Los Angeles. I mean, we can't even deal with putting democracy in our own cities here.
Who wants a democracy? We're supposed to be a constitutional republic, not mob rule.
But you see, I mean, first of all, that would be the toughest thing to try and explain to people. But America is a democracy. It was founded as a constitutional republic, but America abandoned that many years ago when it went to one man, one vote.
Yeah.
That's when America became a democracy, thanks to Earl Warren. So it is technically a democracy, because we deal with mob rule in this country. It's majority vote. It's long past being a constitutional representative government.
Hey, by the way, go ahead. I'm sorry, bro.
No. Carry on.
I was going to say that this is a very temporary correction, and it's very normal and healthy. Because if that market goes straight up, it could come straight down. It's in the process of backfilling right now. It's very normal and healthy for this to correct the way it's done. I'm talking about the metals.
Look. Well, first of all, you've got to understand something. Owners of gold have always climbed a wall of worry, and they will continue to climb a wall of worry. And you're absolutely correct. I mean, what we have right now is and Bob Chapman also agrees. I mean, whenever you get such wide sell-offs in markets worldwide, everything gets hit, especially gold and silver, because obviously they are the most liquid of all assets, and so they are liquidated by and large by institutions and investment houses just to raise money. They can't raise money in the subprime market, because their collateralized debt obligations have no value. So how can you liquidate something that has no value? I mean, this is the reason why the Fed has been pumping money into the system hand over fist. Last week they did it again.
Oh, you bet.
They pumped in another $41 billion.
Good. And, only 5% of the money, of the currency that's pumped in, the literal currency that they print 24/7, that's only 5%. The other 95% is electronic entry.
I know. It's a crazy system.
On the big book.
Anyway, we got another caller online. Well, what's this? Yeah, I've got this new system up.
Okay, brother.
We got Tom from Pennsylvania. He says you're wrong.
About what?
I don't know.
Let's see.
Bring him up.
Take care, brother.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom.
Good evening.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, thank you. In reference to what the other gentleman, your caller that just got off there, now, I want to remind him that in 1968, George Wallace, whether you like him or not, received 45 electoral votes. And
I'm worried about that myself as well, because by and large, we don't know who the electoral voters are.
Well, you're absolutely right, and this is our last chance. But I hate the negativism of just saying he's only going to get one electoral vote. That just fired me up. And looking back, and I was alive and well in 1968 and watching George Wallace, regardless whether you like him or not, he still got 45 electoral votes, and nobody says anything about that. But, and you're right, we have been transitioned into a democracy rather than a constitutional republic. And the feds will hammer us on anything and everything at the drop of a hat when they want, and Ron Paul is the last hope, and I'm going to contribute another $100 to him when they raise this up in December again, when he comes back on there for a fundraiser, and I encourage everybody else to do the same.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's my final comment, Robbie.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
I mean, look at this report, which got actually, by the way, got absolutely no coverage whatsoever. A little report popped up in the Washington Post over the weekend. Now, this is the FBI. It says hundreds of defendants sitting in prisons nationwide have been convicted with the help of an FBI forensic tool that was discarded more than 2 years ago, but the FBI lab has yet to take steps to alert the affected defendants or courts, even as the widow, the window, I should say, for appealing convictions is closing. This according to a joint investigation by the Washington Post. The science known as comparative bullet lead analysis was first used after President Kennedy's assassination in 1963. The technique used chemistry to link crime scene bullets to one possessed by subjects on the theory that each batch of lead had a unique elemental makeup. So, here you've got... Yeah, you got the people that are supposed to be protecting us cooking the evidence in order to justify their convictions. It happens in courts every single day. The system is rigged against you. There is no innocent until proven guilty. That's a myth. You are guilty until you prove yourself innocent, which really, really happens. By and large, people cop a plea. 99% of people charged with a crime by the United States government eventually cop a plea rather than go to trial. Why is this? Because they don't have the money to fight the government, for goodness sake. I mean, look what they did. A typical example, back to Norfed Coins. What did they do? They seized all their assets, seized all their bank accounts, took all their gold and silver away. Now, unless Bernard has money stashed away somewhere, he's going to come to the reality that he's not going to find a single criminal defense attorney that's going to take his case on for under $1 million. What do you think it's costing OJ right now for his little shenanigans in Las Vegas? I mean, the system is rigged. It's not a fair system. So you've got to understand how to play the game. Norfed had an opportunity many months ago when it was aware. I mean, look, the FBI has been infiltrating various patriot movements for ever since they came into being. It's not something new. The FBI, look, it's not even speculation. It's not even debatable. But the growth of the KKK in the 1940s and the 50s and the 60s, I'm trying to think of the author's name. A well-known author. He was giving a speech at the Washington Press Club, and he had written a definitive book on terrorism and militias and all this kind of stuff. And he was talking about the conversations he had with a good friend of his who was an FBI agent, who told him that prior to the FBI investigating the KKK, the file on KKK members was about half an inch thick. Within a decade, the file on KKK members was a foot thick because it was all FBI agents that joined the KKK to infiltrate them, to find out what they were all about. This is what the FBI does. You see, I mean, I don't know, you know, some of these Ted Haggard Christians are, I thought, very gullible people, but patriots are the most gullible people of all. They fall for everything. I mean, look what it takes if you want to join a patriot movement. All you got to do is, well, I hate the government and I hate the IRS. Bingo, you're in. You're one of us. Hey, come aboard. You know, you want to join the FBI? They do a background check on you going back 30 years. They go interview all your neighbors. They stick you under a microscope before they even let you sign the application form. But for the Patriot Movement, all you got to do is just, all you got to do is espouse it. Well, it's like George Bush. How did George Bush get all these Christians behind him? Well, they asked him, who's your philosopher? Well, Jesus Christ. Bingo. That's all George Bush needed to do to capture the Christian vote. I mean, it's amazing. Anyway, take a break. Be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Waiting for the world to change. I'm a patient person. Look, we're dealing with something very serious right now. Last week, Homeland Security Subcommittee held hearings on what it called terrorism and the Internet. And it was broadcast on C-SPAN. I watched it over the weekend. It featured a panel of experts, including representatives formerly of the RAND Corporation and the Simon Wiesenthal Center, who presented 9/11 Truth websites alongside sites that celebrate the attacks and offer training to terrorist tactics. What we are dealing with, when you add in statements by Glenn Beck, I can't figure out who's the dumbest white man in America, whether it's Glenn Beck, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, or Rush Limbaugh. They all qualify, but I think Beck is by far the dumbest white man I've ever seen on national television. There's a sustained media propaganda campaign in support of a move to swing the apparatus of tyranny away from the phantom Muslim terrorists and towards the American people. And it is in full operation, and it may pave the way for further attacks on U.S. soil that will be blamed on dissenting Americans who speak out against the war and the rise of domestic police state. Over the past decade, we have witnessed an extreme acceleration of physical implementation of a framework and infrastructure ready to receive those who will not go along with a coordinated destruction of traditional American values and freedoms. This is just simply a fact of life. I try to tell you, because I've seen this before. I mean, I was part and parcel of it. This is not secondhand information. This is not from someone who wasn't in the battle, per se. I saw it firsthand. And I'm seeing the same thing again. And it's almost mind-boggling in its proportion that people can be this naive about what is happening in America. I mean, it's getting so... I mean, I even hate to admit this. Over the weekend, I went surfing around the Internet looking at my old surfing haunts in Mauritius and Bali and even Cape St. Francis in South Africa, thinking to myself, you know, you better have a ticket ready one of these days. And that's a sad thing to even contemplate or think about. To be perfectly honest, I'm tired of losing countries. I'm kind of fed up with losing countries. So I say to you, Ron Paul is our last hope. And I'll go out in a blaze of glory with Ron Paul. Maybe an inappropriate phrase to use, but you get my meaning. Anyway, till tomorrow, my friends. See you, bye. With